League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village. Here's John Granato.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just as a little getaway this weekend. Actually, we met my wife's father. He's in Lafayette. So we meet halfway. We go to the Golden Nugget. I get to play poker. We were by the pool, hanging out. It was just a perfect little weekend. And John Chill, we had a beer together at the bar right there. And he's a little Coors Light that we enjoyed together over there at the Golden Nugget. And he's joining us right now, the CFO of the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, John? Good day, Saturday.
So, my goodness, you guys fill up for fights. Holy cow. It wasn't a great UFC card, so I don't imagine. But Canelo brought him in, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and I wish we were shocked that we'd bring that many for the Canelo fight. But, yeah, it was a lot of boxing, a lot of handle was on the boxing. And, of course, UFC always drives, people to the Nugget and to the sports book. But it was good to see that. Speaking of boxing, it's interesting. The Tyson fight was sanctioned, so it's bettable. So Tyson's right now an underdog at plus 135, which is interesting. So a guy who watched him grow up through, and I'm aging myself, through the Tuesday night fights at the USA Network when he fought younger, it's good to see that. That'll be on the board. So that'll be a big, big event in July when that happens.
So that'll be in July, and so it's not an exhibition like they talked about before. It's an actual fight.
Yeah, Texas sanctioned it, I believe, beginning of this week. So as long as it's sanctioned, we're allowed to place wagers on it. So,
nice.
So that's a good thing.
What do you think? Grab it now because it's going to go up?
Yes, I think I was shocked to see Tyson as an underdog. I've been seeing the videos. My son shows me on TikTok, and he looks like he's 25. I would grab Tyson early. I think there's going to be a lot of money on Tyson, and that'll probably go down. I would imagine he'll probably become the favorite by July.
But that's going to be – is it one-minute rounds?
I don't know. I haven't seen the details. I know they switched the gloves. I know that they're going to 14-ounce gloves instead of 10-ounce gloves. But I haven't seen the details of how the.
I thought originally they were talking about shorter rounds for the fight. Because listen, if it is longer rounds, I know he looks great and everything else, but he is what 50? How old is he now? I mean, long rounds might actually do him in, no?
Yeah, it could be, but. Knowing Tyson, he might finish it in 30 seconds.
That's true. What is it?
Well, I'm seeing here that it is a maximum of 8 2-minute rounds.
8 2-minute rounds.
That's right.
Two-minute rounds.
That's better than 3-minute rounds.
Yeah. I mean, it's better, but like you said, the longer it goes, the probably more disadvantage he's at. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that a fight that you can make prop bets on in terms of how many rounds or – are there prop bets for that fight?
Yeah, there will be. They haven't posted too many yet, but I would imagine out of its sanction, they'll start adding prop bets.
Because that might be a more – do you find that in those kind of fights, like if you have a guy like that, like more profitable to say, Tyson with a knockout – or Tyson in less rounds,
right?
Because if Tyson's going to win, it's going to be early and it's going to be by maybe knockout.
Right.
If you're going to play Tyson, I would definitely do early round prop with it, parlay it, and try to make more off it. I would definitely go that route.
Right. I did a Pantoja submission and at 16-1, and he won the fight. You picked the winner, but he didn't submit him. So that was
That was close. He took that elbow to the head. I think it was the end of the second round or beginning of the third, and he was a little bloody during that third round. I think he just wanted to survive, but yeah, he took a nice elbow. But he had him at the end of the third. I thought he'd be able to choke him out there at the end, but it was too close to the end of the round three.
That would have paid nice.
He did win. Yeah,
that would have paid nice. Yep. John Chill with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What kind of handle are you guys getting with the NBA?
NBA's doing good. You know, being at second round, it's picking up. We're seeing a lot of series wagers along with the games, you know, especially with the Knicks. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of favorites, you know, a lot of wagers with the favorites. Interesting, I was looking at the Celtics, the sweep is even money, so it's hard to find anything with the Celtics right now at plus money. And then their Celtics win in five, if it's a 4-1, it's plus 175, which is interesting. So I don't see Cleveland winning a game. I mean, Miami barely survived by hitting 23 threes. I just don't see Cleveland having that kind of firepower to upset Boston.
What's the Mavs look like?
The Mavs, right now, I like a lot of money on the Thunder right now. A lot of people are playing that. I kind of like the prop bets. Those have been, you know, we've seen a lot of wagers on them. I think there's something going on with Luka. I like Kyrie to rebound. I know he had 20, which wasn't too bad, but he's at 23.5 at minus 120. I kind of like there's an alternate point prop bet at 25 points, and that's plus 110. I just see that. But a lot of money, a lot of Thunder. As far as the series, right now they have, you know, if OKC wins, if Dallas wins one, they're plus 350 if it goes to five games. So some interesting series plays there. But I kind of like Kyrie to rebound tonight, get that ball rolling. I was just looking now as far as the Knicks series, and that was crazy last night. I mean, if you took the live bet at halftime and Brunson came back, you would have made some money. I think they were up to almost the plus 200 at one point, and then Brunson came back. And, of course, we know what happened after last night. But the line moved up to plus 7 like 10 minutes ago.
What is Indiana for the series, to win the series? Because that feels like a bet that just, you know, as a bit of a flyer, where they are right now, they're going home, they're down two. It's probably the best bet you're going to get. If you like them in the series, and knowing what Thibodeau does with players, that he runs them into the ground, I mean, if you think there's a shot that Indiana can get back in the series, because one more injury to New York and they're toast. Right, and we know Brunson's not 100%.
I mean, a bad bet right
so
now.
I'm just saying, like this, if you know that's not a bad bet to take a flyer on. What do you have for the Pacers to win the series?
Right now, if you got Pacers at plus 700, plus five,
See,
you got them 4-3, it's plus 7. 4-2 is plus 800. So yeah, there's definitely some odds there. I'm with you. I don't know how long the Knicks can sustain these injuries and keep the pace they're going. But yeah, it'd be good to see. There's some good value right there. I'll take a chance on Indiana here going forward in that series.
Yep. John Chill, Golden Nugget CFO, with us every week, giving you some winners. What about the what about Gemma's winner this week? The dog of the week.
The dog of the week. So we got the Wells Fargo Open. I think Rory's the favorite at plus 650. He just went down. He was plus 700 here about a half hour ago, so it looks like some money's on Rory this weekend. Top five, he's plus 165. I like the Gemma dog pick is Max Homa, plus 400. I think he's finished third, averaged third the last five outings at Wells Fargo, and he won 2 years ago. So that is the Gemma pick of the week there at plus 400, and Max Homa and finishing in the top five.
That's a good one. Rory's one there. Xander Schauffele plays great there. I got Schauffele this week. I got a little something on him. So this is a really good field. It's a great course. They love going to Charlotte, and you're going to see big names at the top of this board. This isn't going to be like last week.
I'll tell you, the golfer that I like this year that's just an absolute gamer is Åberg.
Oh yeah,
and I mean he's. you know, a young dude that's proven that in big moments he'll be beautiful there, and he's
swing.
Not yet beautiful swing.
Yep.
He's a guy that unfortunately probably you're not going to be able to sneak in anymore because you know everybody knows that he's a gamer, but he's a guy that
you could have made some money off of him earlier this year. That's for sure, no question about it. But yeah, Max Homa likes this, loves this course too. Yep, I like that. I like Schauffele. I like Rory. You're going to have a lot of big names at the top of this leaderboard. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Well, it was good to see you this weekend. You had a busy weekend going to New Orleans, a music fest going all over.
Taking out Jazz Fest and checked out Hozier down there. And, we had a good time. Yeah, so it's been a busy weekend, and it'll be another busy weekend here as well. So at the sports book, we keep on keep on the NBA playoffs and stuff's going on in there. So keep them busy. It isn't all about football. We got, we'll talk some hockey and baseball next week and see where that goes too. We see a lot of action on hockey, which is interesting.
That is interesting, down in South Louisiana, people betting hockey. But, man, it's tough to pick these teams too. Holy
yes,
crap,
it is.
These games are tight.
They're unreal.
They are tight.
Yeah, I went to bed last night with the Canucks game. They were down 4-1 the end of the second. I woke up, and they won 5-4. I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
That is crazy in hockey. There's no question. No question. Well, John Cho, every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the CFO of the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Great stuff. We appreciate it, John.
All right. See you guys next week.
All right. Go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles and book your table now at the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's beautiful. I was there. We were watching. I'm telling you, the place was packed for the Canelo fight. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome. I know, lively crowd. It's the best place to watch sporting events. If you've never been to a sports book for a sporting everything that happens is cheering both sides.
Yeah, half the place goes nuts with one, and half the place goes nuts. It's unbelievable.
And no game is out of reach because, a 20-point line – in a 20-point game, it's nail biter. So it's always fun. If you're looking for Louisiana's largest sports book, it's great. They got Mayday Payday, 250,000 on every Saturday in May. Don't miss your chance with a share of 500,000 every Friday and Saturday in May. They've got. Oh, the band that I saw, the Fuse, in the Blue Martini this weekend was awesome. Afterglow is going to be there this Saturday. It is an awesome place to party, I'm telling you. Rick Springfield is coming this weekend. Sammy Kershaw, Matt Matthews, Casey Donahue in the future. It's all happening in the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Pick your spot. Get on over there. So easy to get to, just 2 hours down the road. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village.
Here we are. That's, as the man just told you, live at Klein's Jewelry, Hedwig Village. I-10 and Blaylock, come on over and hang out with us. If you haven't been here, well, you haven't been here because it's brand new. It's beautiful, beautiful store. So come on and hang out with us over here. And if you can't get here while we're on air, Dell's going to do his shows out here. Is Sean coming out here?
No, Sean's going to be back in studio.
Sean will be in studio. What, is he lazy? Why didn't he get up and do this show?
I don't know why. You have to talk to Joe George about logistical issues. I don't know. I don't know if Sean's being lazy or he just wasn't told to do it.
Oh. Yeah, well, he could have produced this show, then the and then the Joe George
show. He's not going to produce all three. If he's producing this show, then what am I doing?
Well, you're out here.
No, I don't want to be out here if Sean's out here. Why do I want to be out here if he's out here? I'll just come in and do my show then.
No, you two do your show together out here.
But he wouldn't produce this show.
Clean fun. I just don't.
Sean will be back in the studio. He'll man the maybe Austin.
Do you want us to hang out with you for your show here?
Well, not you.
I mean, well, I'm not hanging.
I'm not asking you, but if I could have a choice, it'd be you over him. Clearly,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I could actually ask.
We are Lance.
Once again, one, Eric's one. You're a distant second, and Lance, don't even show up.
Please don't come.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to ask Eric about things I don't know anything about, like movie industry stuff, TV stuff. You, well, it's just golf and poker. I don't care about that stuff.
Please ask Eric when he hears this line at a bar, stadium, or car anywhere, how does it make him feel? Josie's on a vacation far away.
I love it.
What do you think? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, love that. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that song?
Who doesn't love that song?
Everybody loves that song.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you want to go. Oh, here's the Austin Rivers and the McAfee thing. Finally, somebody posted
it.
Yeah, we found it.
It.
But it's too late. Of all the people, if it was LeBron saying this, that'd be one thing. For those of you who don't know, Austin Rivers said there are 30 guys in the NBA that can go and play in the NFL. If LeBron said that, but Austin Rivers, stop.
Hey, he's opening.
You need to be like Jimmy Butler and not say anything.
Well, Pat Riley certainly wouldn't want Austin Rivers to say anything. He opened himself up to it, and, you know, James Jones talked about his career, and that's an easy go-to because Austin Rivers, well, we talked about it. He was a top 10 pick who didn't live up to that potential, but he hung on. He was okay here for the Rockets as a third or fourth guard. But yeah, I didn't hear the whole thing, but JJ Watt did, who initially responded. We talked about this, that with context, JJ wasn't as upset about it because he heard the whole thing. But just the pull quote that everyone's using, every NFL player is furious. Yeah. How dare you suggest that you could play our sport? Yeah.
Do you mean J.J. Watt, the possible Houston Texans' newest addition?
Well, late-season acquisition.
Late-season.
Like when injuries have hit the team, right. He's going to be available.
Right.
So in a worst-case scenario, he'll come in and play.
He's going to have to stay in shape all year. It's going to be late season.
If J.J. Watt is playing for the Texans by week 10, that's not good
trouble.
For the Texans.
It's huge trouble. That's not good.
If D'Amico's actually taking that call or making that call, it's
bad.
You just want J.J. Watt for some pregame speeches.
Let him be the ambassador. You want to come in and put on the new H-Town blue jersey and run out in front of the crowd and go, yeah, you want to wave a flag as the honorary captain? I'm good with that.
So are you asking him to become the Jeff Bagwell of
I don't want to
Texans?
Make a decision.
Oh,
don't
okay.
make a decision.
All right, so more like the Matthew McConaughey is to the Longhorns.
Yeah, what's the minister of vibes, whatever his actual title is?
The minister.
Whatever. It's a title. It's dumb, is what I just said.
Yeah, no, it is. The Texans don't have vibes.
Well, they do now.
The Rockets have vibes.
No, the Texans got vibes.
No, the Texans got vibes.
Yeah, they got vibes now.
So would you be better off with Dylan Horton playing that defensive end or J.J. Watt?
As a starter?
Yeah, if Anderson, let's say Anderson, Daniil Hunter and Anderson are hurt.
Yeah.
They're in trouble.
Well, Derek Barnett they brought back, right, too. Yeah. So it would be a disaster scenario. It happened last year to a playoff team in the Dolphins where they wound up signing Justin Houston and Bruce Irvin off the street. So it has happened, and it was for one playoff game, which they lost. I would probably J.J. said he's going to stay in shape. This is the final year he's going to do it. So if anyone's going to ask him to play, it'll be this year. But I would probably want J.J. over Dylan Horton, but not by much.
I'd rather Jadeveon.
Yeah.
No.
He's in playing shape. And
he's actually
playing football right now. That's who I'd rather. I mean, if we're going to bring back a Texan DN, I'd rather Jadeveon.
And he played well enough to reach a bonus last year.
Last year he played.
He's on another team. You can't have him.
I'm just saying, if we're bringing back, if we're pulling the band back together.
I want Reggie White.
All right.
He never played for the Texans, and he's not alive, is he?
I'm talking about guys that are alive.
Oh, played for the team.
In playing shape.
Bruce Smith. I'd rather have him.
What, this version of Bruce Smith or Buffalo Bills version of Bruce Smith?
Buffalo Bills.
So you want a Hall of Famer on the roster. That's what you're saying.
Where's Mario Williams?
Mario Williams or J.J. Watt, John?
Which one?
Right now?
Yeah. Right now.
J.J. No question. He's still in shape. J.J. just a year ago had 12 and a half sacks. Just a year ago.
Truth.
Yeah. So, no, not Mario. And not Bruce Smith either.
But you can agree that if J.J. Watt is playing for the Texans next season, things have gone horribly wrong.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Did you see baby reindeer Martha, the real-life Martha?
She made an appearance,
Is going to be on Piers Morgan interview?
Yeah, she came out of the woodworks. she.
Why Piers Morgan, though, of all
places? Well, he's a British tabloid type dude, and people, a lot of people are going to watch, so I imagine, and I'm sure he paid her.
This is an American story.
No, it's not.
It's not?
The comedian is not American.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Not set in America.
That's
what
right.
did you watch? I know
I, did.
I know episode four got really creepy, and maybe that washed your brain of all the context.
I don't know why I thought it was America.
No, it's...
Where
no,
is it?
I think he's Scottish. I think I think comedian in question is Scottish, and no, it's not American at all. Or maybe it's Irish, but it's not American.
Well, she's going to definitely say a load of rubbish. She used the term a load of
you
rubbish.
You heard that? Load of rubbish.
You heard that in a line and thought it was American?
Yeah. No. I just read it now.
I think we've already established that John has, you know, he's not on point when it comes to finding, you know, cultural and national, you know, heritages.
No. What are you talking about? We'll use the collie if he robbed a bank, okay, that theory.
Okay.
If
Sahith
Theegala robbed a bank,
right?
Would they say a white guy robbed a bank or a black guy robbed a bank?
They would say an Indian
neither.
Man.
They would say neither. They would say a man Indian of Indian descent.
Yeah, robbed a bank.
A man of Indian descent.
And that's, you can't, and that's not, even the collie thing. Collie thing was about Tiger Woods. Would they say an Asian man robbed the bank or a black man?
No, right, right.
No one's going to look at the gentleman and say that's a white guy like you're doing right now.
Nobody. That's what I'm saying.
But they're not going to say he's black either.
Well... Somebody might make that mistake.
Well, yeah, you did.
Okay.
That was a somebody.
Somebody might make
somebody.
That mistake.
Somebody with a less discerning eye like you would say that.
Okay. Listen, this is a load of rubbish.
I don't like I said, I don't normally speak for black people, but I'm going to do it here. That gentleman, not black. Stop rubbing your forearms.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying here.
Then you are not white, per se.
I'm not.
So are you black,
That's what I told you. How many times have I said it?
You've never said I'm black. You've actually never said that.
Okay.
You say...
Me and Derek Jeter.
No, you call yourself... No.
Okay.
No. You call yourself dark meat, but you've never called yourself black.
Yeah. Dark meat. That's right. That's exactly my point.
That's not a point you're making.
Okay.
You're just not... You're just of a different shade.
713-780-3776. Have we missed anything today?
We talked about the Astros season being over.
It's not over.
Well,
it's May. Jim Crane is like is about to kill you two. We still got a lot of baseball.
Does he run
to play.
Boeing? Why is he going
to
kill me?
Because you're declaring the season over.
I'm not telling people not
now
to go.
Nobody's going to go to the ballpark because you guys have played taps.
I don't know if our impact is as great as you think it is. I think people go to that ballpark because they want to do the wave and watch good teams come into town and just enjoy the vibes.
And on one night a week, dollar dogs.
Yeah, eat a cheap hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dollar dogs.
You're going to go to games even though the team stinks.
Did you see at a Mets game, dollar dog? They sold like this guy had like 400 hot dogs thrown at him. He was so for some reason this guy in the crowd, everybody was throwing their hot dogs at him.
What could he have done? entire section against him.
Everybody was throwing their hot dogs at this guy.
Was he a fan of an opposing team?
Dollar dog is not for throwing.
They're for eating.
Well, if they're that cheap.
Well, there was a time with the Astros where the dollar dogs were for anything but eating. They fixed that thing.
They did.
They fixed it, but at a time it was bad.
They were bad. Yeah. They were bad.
They keep losing games like this. Jim Crane's going to go back to that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to make my money back somehow. This is an expensive baseball team to be this bad.
It's so bad.
John, I'm here tomorrow. Would you like to place a wager on Ronel Blanco tonight?
A friendly one?
Why would I? What?
I mean, because you have outwardly said that this team is not dead.
I told this is not a must-win situation. I've already declared that.
Well, is it because they have 137 more games to go after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason it is because they only have one pitcher who's proven that he can win baseball games at a repeatable level. So this is the guy. So you actually do, because you're only going to get about 25 starts from him all season, if that many.
So you actually have to
win all of them.
We have a Hall of Famer.
Who? Oh, he's not Berlander. Pitching like one.
He will next game. What did he say? I got a lot of work to do.
Is he going to get that done tomorrow. In the next 4 days or the next 3 days?
That's it. He's turning it around. turning it around.
So we know the Astros still have a chance to win a lot of baseball games. They win them all. So you say the turnaround doesn't need to happen today. When does it need to happen?
At what point are you going to put – or when are you going to play
taps?
I don't
know if you've noticed. I don't want to bet on the Astros. I don't know if
you've
heard.
But when
they suck.
Yeah, but when do you think the turnaround will happen? When will
you turnaround happens as soon as you get through this Detroit series. Because
you know they
A's.
The A's are better than them.
The A's are actually playing.
A's are actually better.
They're clearly better.
Ball. Yeah.
They're actually – yeah. They had a 12-11 game last
night.
So
what – what lamb do you think the Astros are going to get the kill first, and then that'll turn it around?
The Angels.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long? How many games between now and that?
I think there's seven.
Oh, so when they lose five out of their next seven, and then they
get
to the Angels, then the turnaround will happen? Okay.
Then the turnaround.
When they're now what?
No, they're going to win. They're going to win two out of three in Detroit.
Why are you so confident of that?
Because that's not a reason. I got Eric Geddy, Hunter Brown.
Oh, those are awful things to say to me.
Harry Geddy, Hunter, Christian Javier's coming back.
That is a positive.
Maybe.
Are they going to bench Alex? Are they benching Alex Bregman in that time? Does he play? Does he sit more games than he plays between now and then? He's going to be in the lineup every
Alex
day.
Alex Bregman?
Yeah.
He's not going to sit.
He's going to be in the lineup every day.
Every single day.
So you have a giant black hole in your lineup, and you have others who are not hitting. The only reason Yordan's not catching anything is because Bregman exists.
Yeah. And
that's true.
Yeah, and Abreu's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you got rid of that. Now are you going to get
– who's the next whipping boy?
It's Bregman.
Absolutely. Bregman. So you got to put –
but Yordan needs to catch his too.
Like Bregman might need to find himself on like just the 7-day, you know, just a little
– A little back impingement.
A small oblique.
A strain or something.
Find himself on the 7-day, take a little bit of time, disappear – come back, take care of business. Like, but he needs to be away from...
By take care of business, what do you...
I mean, like, start to play baseball. Oh. At like, you know what I mean? I don't mean during the time off. I mean, he should take care of business on the time off. So whatever he needs to do. But he needs to be away from the game for 7 days.
Here's the problem with that theory.
Okay.
He's terrible when he starts up seasons. So you want him to take a break and start up anew?
Well, I mean, you're right, but I'll give you that. Yeah. But I mean,
I don't think
whatever's happening now needs a change.
Mm.
I'm telling you that even tonight with Ronel Blanco, that it's bigger than the starting pitcher. That even with Ronel Blanco, our ace on the mound, okay, 3-0, he's got a 2.0 versus Stroman, 2-1 with a 3.4, who we've seen a ton of, and the Yankees have not seen Blanco.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bet you a six-pack of Coors Light tomorrow morning that the Astros will lose that game.
You're willing to take that
bet?
Come on, because you're high on them.
What are the odds?
Sure that
the Astros are a dog.
No, the Astros are a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
okay.
This is your guy. This is
my four Coors Lights to your six.
Oh, all right. We're going to break up a six-pack?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Deal. That's fine. We're going
to
break up a six-pack.
Four to your six.
All right. Okay. You're four to my six.
Look what you've become.
That's
what
right.
The Astros
I got
to
get
you.
My
that,
odds.
Look what they've done to you. That's unbelievable.
From the best team they're ever going to have to, I got to get odds.
I got to get odds on my six
Coors Lights.
All right. Hey, by the way, have my four in the morning and have them chilled.
Ooh.
Okay, because I'm hitting the airport after the show tomorrow, so I'm going to need a drink
right
quick.
After, yeah.
Yeah.
Me
so
too.
I'm going to have
me
a limited
too,
amount
so
of time
mine.
To drink my four. Okay, so I want them on ice.
We got to share them with the people. I mean, the people need them. Dell, share them with Dell. Okay?
I'm not drinking your Coors Lights. Don't bring me in on this degenerate bet. By the way, Yordan, hitless in 7 out of his last 10 ball games.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
How many RBIs in that time?
Let's see. 4.
In 10 games?
4 in 10 games. And 3 of them happened in 1 game. By the way, all 4 RBIs happened in Colorado. I mean, happened against Colorado, Mexico City.
In Mexico City.
So against real baseball teams?
Nothing.
None in the last 10 games.
Wow. That's just awful. I mean, he looks lost, too. He not as bad as Bregman, but he looks lost. He's swinging at stuff. He swung at a low pitch yesterday that was, I mean, it came across and down low, and it was just like, wow, what happened? What in the hell happened here? I know what happened what happens every time with Kent from Dream Rate. Kent Jones, my man, he is going to mortgage you up. I promise you, Kent Jones is going to, at some point, you're going to go, man, this guy really loves mortgages. He really likes to talk about mortgages here. He is going to explain everything to you. He is going to put the time in that these giant retail operations are not going to do. He is not going to be, he's going to be less expensive than those giant retail operations that put their names on golf tournaments and bowl games. He is going to work his tail off to save you money. And literally thousands of dollars you can save, thousands, at signing and throughout the life of the mortgage. If you get the best deal, if you got somebody that's conscientious and working that deal, shop your loan. I never did. I'm so dumb. And we probably spent way more than we had. I know we did. I wish I had known Kent then when we bought this house. I can tell you that. Safe, transparent, dependable. Been doing it for 29 years. He knows the business, bro, and he will tell you about it all at Dream Rate. Dream Rate Mortgage, more experience, better deal. 75% of the public, you're doing it wrong. You need Kent Jones over at the Ultimate Mortgage Hookup, Dream Rate. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. WNBA starts up, huh?
It is.
Is it this weekend?
I thought the regular season starts next. Is it this weekend? Yeah. I thought it was.
Next week.
Yeah, because I heard that. Well, I heard it was reported that Caitlin Clark, her first game will be on ESPN, but also ESPN2, I think, but also on Disney Plus. They're gonna put that game as many places as they can. I think it'll be Disney Plus' first live event outside of like the London game where they had it animated. It was like Toy Story. They had all the NFL players animated like Toy Story characters. But this is going to be their first live event, and it'll be the Caitlin Clark her season opener.
Well, why don't they put it on the mothership ESPN?
It'll be on ESPN2. I'm not sure what they're running on ESPN. Maybe hockey or a playoff NBA game, but they'll have it on the.
Is this the most anticipated WNBA season ever?
Considering the star power coming in from the college ranks, you'll have Angel Reese playing, you have Cardoso playing, and Caitlin Clark certainly. I think I'm not an expert, but I imagine the attention that's going to be on the product is going to be at an all-time high.
Yeah.
We always talk about it when it comes to men's college basketball, how it's changed. The guys don't stick around for 3 or 4 years. We don't know them. It some ways affects the tournament, and then when they become pros, you're like, oh, I don't even know who this kid is. He either played in the G League or there's another one I keep forgetting. I never remember it. But with this one, we know. Even if it's just happened the last couple months, we know who these women are. We know who these players are. They're recognizable faces, or at least names. And then, so I think it was big for them the last couple of years to have the tournaments and the star power. Can they make it more than a flash in the pan? I don't know. But at least we're aware. We're actually having this conversation. We've had these conversations for months now.
Yeah. You got the date of the first game?
No, I don't have the date of the first game, but I did read that Greg Doyle will not be covering the Indiana Fever this season in person. The star has removed him from that post after the interaction with Caitlin Clark.
They initially they suspended him like 2 weeks just period, as far as doing actually work, but also they've added the whole, hey, you're not going to cover her games because we don't need that from you.
Yeah.
We can find someone else who doesn't have that on them, what you pulled.
Well, I think that's probably smart because it's just going to be, every time he spoke to ask a question, it would be that.
Yeah.
And it would be a weird interaction. It'd be a weird interaction between her and him. And so, yeah, that's probably a good move on the paper.
Well, and they need her, and they need to take advantage of her.
The Indianapolis Star, of course. Yes, absolutely.
So the first game is May 14th against the Connecticut Sun. It'll be on ESPN2, ESPN+, and Disney+. So they're going to have it on as many networks as they can get it. Yeah, probably the reason it's not on the mothership, Eric, I'm assuming it'll be playoff hockey on that date, because usually Tuesdays are TNT as far as the playoffs are concerned in basketball. So I'm sure they'll have hockey coverage.
So Tuesday night, Caitlin Clark, debut, yes. WNBA. Most watched WNBA. Did the women beat the men as far as the ratings went?
Yes.
As far as the tournament?
In the tournament as a whole, yes.
Yeah. They did?
Yeah.
Yeah. This will be the most watched WNBA game ever?
No doubt.
No doubt. And the question will be, will it beat an NBA playoff game?
And it might. And
I mean, it comes in a week. It'll probably fall with, you're going to have like, it'll beat Dallas.
It's going to be Timberwolves, Nuggets, yeah. Pacers, Knicks.
Yeah, it'll for sure.
Yeah. Even if the Pacers, Knicks is still a series.
Right, both of them could be over.
They could be over. Yeah, so if they're on, I think Connecticut and, well, Caitlin Clark specifically, the Indiana Fever versus the Connecticut Sun, I think that one wins that night.
I think it does, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
on ESPN2.
Yeah.
Yeah, StubHub said that sales for the WNBA games were up 93% compared to last season. I mean, almost 100%
wow.
From last season for one player who hasn't even taken the court yet. Obviously, her jersey sold out within hours of her, being drafted by the team. So, it would not be shocking if the ratings, because it's the shiny new toy, right? It's something new. It's something different.
She's different,
right? She's like a unicorn. But also, you're bringing in an entirely different population to watch that game.
Yeah, I wonder what those crowds will look like, not just as far as attendance, but will we see a different demographic of people going to the games? We know NBA players, they support the WNBA. They show up to games now. They're playoff games to be at, so I'm not sure how it'll go in May. I'm sure as the summer months continue, we'll see more and more NBA players at those games. But as far as the crowds, are we going to see, is it the men with their daughters? Is it just men and their boys going to the games? I actually am interested to see, does Caitlin Clark and others, because Angel Reese has a name too, will they pull a crowd in that isn't what the WNBA is used to? Because that would tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
That will tell you that there is an impact, and it could be something long lasting. If they're willing to go pay their money to go watch the game,
would you go to a game
in Houston?
Yeah.
If it's an event, yeah. Yeah. I would watch, even if it's Angel Reese. I go. I know Caitlin Clark is the name we're talking about, but Cardoso, Angel Reese. I go watch a game, particularly because of what I saw in the tournament. Sure, it's different basketball. You have to play it a little differently, but I enjoyed watching it.
Did you ever watch the women's tournament before this year?
I watched it last year because Miami went on an Elite Eight run, so I had a bias and a personal interest in watching it. But before then...
Well, yeah, because Angel Reese and LSU, I watched that one.
Yeah, they went on to win the title.
I mean, against Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but this is the first year I watched it. Being an SC fan with Juju, yeah. And then obviously, but the Final Four, I watched the Final Four, and then my wife was like, hey, we got to have dinner tonight so we can watch this game. You know, the boys watched it with it. I mean, it was the first time, and we'd never watched women's basketball, ever. I've never watched a women's basketball game, not like from start to finish.
Yeah.
Maybe highlights or something like that, but I've never watched a women's basketball game.
No, well, I watched
it was unbelievable.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Now, the question is, does it have longevity, right? And I think that's what you're talking about. Will people continue to spend their money, right? You know, or will it only be in one market like Indiana, or will it be like this, when she travels, are people going to go to games?
I think when she travels, people will go to games, but the sustainability about this impact will be, can the other women that we saw her go against in college, like Cameron Brink is in L.A. She's a tall, attractive, blonde woman who played at Stanford. Her face is everywhere. Is she going to... She won't be a Caitlin Clark type impact, but will the fact that she has brand deals, she's a social media person everyone knows, will she be able to attract people as well? She would fit the profile if we're talking about old school marketing. Hey, fellas, this is a pretty girl. Come watch the game. Will she be able to do that as well? Will others do it around the
country? Not only that, though, will the Mohegan Sun when Caitlin or Angel or that, will they fill up for?
You would think that's a hotbed.
That don't have any of these.
But you think that's a hotbed considering Connecticut women's basketball is very popular. Right. That's one of the reasons they put a team in that town.
LA Sparks, do they benefit? Does Phoenix benefit?
This is what I'm saying. Phoenix has star power. We know Diana Taurasi's still there. Brittany Griner, I believe, as well. So they've had big names. The question will be, like, we're naive. I don't know what their attendance is like.
I think it league-wide it will.
Yeah, I think so. Because there are enough names, I think, now that are going to be – and they'll start marketing games and looking at Caitlin Clark's schedule. She's going to be on NBA TV for a lot of games. She's going to be on Amazon Prime for a game, ESPN, ESPN2. She's, like we've talked about, she's going to be on national TV all the time.
I would imagine most every game she is going to be at in this season is already sold out.
Oh, I bet you think every one of them?
I think, yes, every stadium she's going to. Well, for sure it will sell out. But I'll bet people have looked already and bought tickets why? For one thing is that the brokers are going to buy them because they're going to be able to sell them a secondary market for more.
Well, that's a Messi type effect because that's when Messi came over, and it's still kind of happening. When he came over, that's what happened. They had to move games to bigger venues because Messi was coming to town. I wonder if we'll see that because some of the we know there was a connection with the WNBA or the NBA. Not all the games are played at NBA arenas. Will we see games now being put in NBA arenas when she comes to town? I imagine we will see some of that with your take on the tickets.
But also by watching, I would have never before this year been able to name five WNBA players, and now with all the young people that you're mentioning that just came out of the, with Beckers and Brink and Cordosa and Clark and
Reese
Aaliyah
as well.
Edwards and Reese and now all of a sudden you're like. Wow. Okay. I know a handful of these players who are playing for all these different teams. I don't know. She's obviously the reason for that because she brought everybody there. But it seems like the WNBA. This has got to be the best chance they've ever had for taking that next step. Yep. They've never had a better setup for a season.
And did you see? How about this? Candace Parker was named president of basketball operations for Adidas.
Was it women's basketball? Was it specific to women's basketball?
I think women.
Women's basketball.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever had.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Well, they're going to go all in. I think. I don't know if they've ever had a woman at the head of that particular operation, or if they've how long that operation's been in existence as far as women's basketball specifically. But Candace Parker, she was the one before these women. She was one of the stars of the NBA in college, so it makes some sense. That's a face. She's on I don't know if she'll still do her NBA inside the NBA stuff, but she's on NBA TV, on TNT. She does the stuff with Barkley and Shaq on occasion, so it would make some sense to put a face like hers who's been around and recognizable at the top of the
Speaking
of the
organization. Face, she's like Beyonce in that. Why'd you marry him?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Why?
Sheldon Williams catches a stray.
Come on, dude.
Love is love, John.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You run in a circle where you could probably say that about a lot of your buddies. Why did that woman, this, in some cases, younger woman.
Oh, yeah.
Marry
Jenny and Yanni? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Why was she marry Yanni?
Yeah,
you could say that.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, it happens.
I say it to his face, though. Why can't I say it now about Candace Parker?
Because Sheldon Williams, you don't know Sheldon
Williams.
You're
like Shaq. You're like Shaq talking to Yoga. You say it to his face.
That's right.
You're not just going to talk about it.
No.
You would say it to the 6'10". Former power forward.
No, to Yanni.
Yanni. Oh, Yanni.
Yeah, to Yanni.
Not to Sheldon Williams.
To Sheldon Williams.
That never made sense.
Or Jokic.
Sheldon Williams never made sense. I'm sorry.
Maybe he's a very nice and eloquent man.
No one cares.
But to Yanni, yes.
You don't care.
We're breaking news of the weird. Coming your way next, live from Klein's. We want you here. Come on. Get your diamond on or anything. It doesn't have to be a diamond. It can be anything. That you could get her for this Mother's Day. You owe her, okay? She bore your children. You need, or you're a man, and your mom getting a little bit older, she would love some jewelry from Klein's, and this is where you're going to save. Mark is unbelievable. Plus, you get Wildcat Golf. I was up there yesterday, and it's just awesome. The course is awesome. So we need you to get on over here to Klein's, Blaylock, and I-10. Right here. What is Hedwig Village? That's what it's called? Hedwig Village, right here. Beautiful new store. Beautiful new store. Mark really did it well. Really did it right. I'm talking right now, though, about first thing I get up, free rain coffee. That's how I get up and get after it. You got to get up and get after it every day. You want to start your day with the best coffee. I feel like it's the best coffee that you could possibly have. Yeah, yeah. It's not bitter like that coffee that's got the stores all over the world. I'm telling you, it's just different. It just is fuller, richer, just tastes better. You will love it. You will love Free Range Coffee. Give it a try, okay? They really do care about community. They care about first responders and teachers and nurses, and because they're putting their money where their mouth is. If you're in the military right now, you go to Free Range, you go to 975coffee.com, and they will send your wife, your spouse, a bag of coffee or pods of coffee because they care about you as a company. They do. They really, really do. This is what they're built on, and it's what it's San Angelo. It's America. It's just awesome. And you will love your Free Range coffee. Start it. Try it. 20% off for ESPN listeners. Go to 975coffee.com, put in promo code ESPN20, and get your 20% off site-wide for Free Range Coffee.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Welcome back, Klein's Jewelry. Klein'sJewelry.com. Mark, thanks for having us out here. Dell is going to be out here. Come see him. Come see him and hang out here. And give Dell a hug when you come out.
I don't know why that's a thing you always like to push for.
Just saying, it's a great. It's okay.
People can just come and say hello. They don't need to touch me.
I'm just saying.
Do you like being hugged by people you don't really know?
Yeah, I do. I do. I love
you.
That.
Do.
I love.
It doesn't that. Seem. You don't seem like the type.
What do you guys think the states are with the best and worst sperm count?
Ooh, highest and lowest.
Highest and lowest. Lowest sperm counts in the country.
Georgia.
High or low?
No, you're close. Mississippi's
Mississippi.
Number one.
Okay.
High or low?
Low.
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 Yeah.
They don't procreate in Mississippi?
It's not about that.
Well, I don't know that.
It's more vitamin health.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that.
Mississippi's the worst. South Carolina, Oklahoma.
So yep.
North Dakota and Delaware.
Let me guess. Highest are California.
Nope.
Washington.
Never guess it.
Oregon.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Wyoming, Idaho, Montana. Tells you something about being outdoors, being in a
yeah,
a no
there's also
pollution.
Like 10 people in each of those states.
Right, but per capita.
Lot.
Iowa.
Okay.
And then Washington, D.C., which doesn't fit.
Yeah,
I don't know why Washington, D.C. is
no.
it.
No.
Reading more books can jumpstart your libido, according to a sexpert.
Does
if
it matter the type of book?
You read more books, the more amorous you feel.
Does it matter the type of book?
Okay. Or just maybe because it's got some, like Shogun had some stuff in it.
Well, I don't know.
I really enjoyed that about Shogun.
Okay.
It did. They described some stuff.
Yeah. And you enjoyed that
Mariko
part.
Sama.
Mariko-san?
Mariko-sama.
It's not white or black, so what is she, John?
She's Asian.
Okay.
Yeah. Asian.
Okay.
Okay.
Or is she Blasian?
Mariko-san is, I believe, just Asian.
Just Asian. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Very well.
More Americans than ever report being happy at work. Do you feel like...
They didn't ask me.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're at work. They're not at home on a computer on Zoom. They're actually in the office at work.
Oh, you're one of those.
Feeling productive.
I'm one of those.
Work is more satisfying now?
But your at work is a lot different from other people's at work.
Yeah, you're at work. You go to craft service. You hang in your trailer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's fun.
You're talking to beautiful people.
Of course.
You know?
Being creative.
You're shooting guns.
Yeah.
You're being creative.
Yeah,
you're acting.
You're at work.
I'm at work. I love it.
You shoot guns and it kills people.
Well, but not
usually.
I'm not Michael Baldwin.
Yeah. Stephen.
Alan.
Alec.
Alec.
There it goes. There it was.
We both
Michael.
Got it wrong.
We got a lot of Baldwin's wrong.
Not Billy either.
Do you guys ever eat Japanese rice balls?
No.
No?
Not consistently.
Yeah.
No.
I like a rice ball.
Apparently, Japanese rice balls rolled in cute girls' armpits are 10 times more expensive than regular ones.
Yeah, this is weird fetish stuff.
This is OnlyFans weird fetish. Yeah.
Nobody wants
10 times more expensive?
10 times more expensive.
What, is it tastier?
People are into weird things.
If not, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
You don't want it? You don't want rice balls?
No,
you
rolled in armpits.
Rolled
no.
in armpits?
No.
I've got one here for you that, and if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I will out people for their traveling missteps, you know, like open-toed shoes on planes or clipping toenails or eating awful food like tuna or hard-boiled eggs.
Right.
This woman on a Southwest flight, which is seen on TikTok, climbed in to the overhead locker and took a nap. And the flight attendant opened and found her lying in the overhead. And that's where she took a nap.
More comfortable than the chair,
well,
I guess?
Many of the
seats, I don't have a problem with her doing it.
Right.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, you're not going to fit.
But, right. I don't, I feel like you. That's excellent because I don't have anybody sitting next
to
me.
True, that's a very specific part of the population who's going to be able to crawl up there and fit.
Yeah.
But if you're removing yourself from the center seat so I have more room,
then
I'm
you're
good.
Okay with
I'm
it.
Good. I'm good. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean,
Did she have a pillow or blanket?
No. She was looking extremely happy up there. Yeah. She looked comfortable.
Be more. I mean, how many times are you trying to sleep in that chair straight up because it's rude? Do you put the seat back?
Never.
No. You're a bad person if you do.
Yeah. I'm not.
Is Eric in a spot where he's flying and he's got to worry about the person behind him?
I usually try to go first class. But I do go.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. But I still, I don't put it back much.
You can't put a first class seat back.
I like the pods.
You know,
the flat bed.
Oh, you love the pods, huh? And a bed? Yeah, I bet you do.
And they're nice, though.
Yeah, I assume they are, yeah.
Are you guys going to vote for RFK?
Doesn't he have a hole in his head?
He's got a parasite that ate part of his brain.
Yeah.
Do you think that we should have a president that some of his brain has been eaten by a parasite?
I think we have one now.
Yeah. What are we saying? But that might look.
Don't think that's any worse than what's going on.
Are we talking? Will RFK survive his presidency if he's voted in? Because there's a real shot the other two won't.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, we've got three candidates that all are likely not to survive their 4-year term.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want a president that has part of his brain missing with a parasite because of a parasite. First of all, wash your sheets or something. I don't know. Why you got a parasite?
Do you remember the movie Dave?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember Dave?
Yeah.
Doesn't it sometimes feel like no matter who one of these guys were, we're kind of living in that movie where it's just somebody in makeup that they just like trot out there and he's just like,
well. For like a while, they were giving Joe some good drugs. Apparently, he was lucid.
Yeah, he was just
for a couple days.
Yeah, just it looked.
But
you can't
continue to
can't drug up the president.
Fill him up with those over and over again.
Well, as you were seeing,
there's only so many drugs.
That.
Yeah.
There's only see the repercussions of that.
There is diminishing returns.
All right, Mark Klein, come see. We appreciate you, Mark. Thank you so much for having us here. Get on over here. See the new store. It's beautiful. Beautiful. He's done an unbelievable job. And this is where you get your jewelry on for her this Mother's Day. Get on over here in a hurry because you're running out of time, people. Mark is going to make it, and he's going to make it affordable for you. He does it every single time with our listeners. So keep it up. You know what else is what's not affordable is your property taxes. And you're running out of time. Harris County, May 20th. Okay, you got to protest before then. Everybody in the area, wherever you're listening, whatever county you're in, you're running out of time. You're really, really running out of time. So you need to hurry, and you need to go to ownwell.com, and you need to in 3 minutes you can sign up. And here's the deal: is Ownwell charges less. There's a lot of these companies that like charge. If you save $1,000 on your taxes. They'll charge you $500. Ownwell is 25%. That is awesome in this industry. So Ownwell is the way to go on this thing. And if you don't protest your taxes, it just snowballs for you how much more you are going to be spending over the years. So, look, you're looking for the best way to protest your taxes. There's one way to go. Ownwell. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. You don't pay. No upfront costs, savings or free guarantee. If you don't save, you don't pay. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes to start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.